Welcome to a very special episode of Eat Your Spanish called Sleep Your Spanish. This episode will have no advertisements and is meant to be listened to at nap time or bedtime. If you're listening to it at any other time, we highly recommend that you pause the episode and wait until nap time or bedtime to play it. We promise it'll be worth the wait.
The goal of this episode is to help you and your little ones learn some Spanish as you gently drift off to sleep. And because of this, I have something very important to share with you. In order to make sure that another episode doesn't play immediately after this episode ends and wake everybody up, please make sure to turn off the continuous play setting on your podcast player. I personally listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts, so the way I turn this off on my iPhone is I click on Settings, then I scroll down to Podcasts and click. Then I scroll down to continuous play and I push the button to turn it to the off mode. For those listening on other devices or listening on other podcast platforms, please pause the show now to look up how to do this on your device. Okay, amigos, is your continuous playback turned off? That's great. And is it nap time or bedtime? Wonderful. We hope you enjoyed tonight's episode.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo estás?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you tired?
¿Estás cansado?
At the end of the day.
Al fin del día.
Well, now is the time.
Ahora es el tiempo.
To send good dreams your way.
Sleep your Spanish. Sleep your Spanish. Sleep your Spanish with us.
Buenas noches, amigos. Me llamo Vanessa.
Y me llamo Evan.
We're so excited to share with you our first ever episode of Sleep Your Spanish, a calm and peaceful Spanish learning sleep podcast for children and families.
Tonight, we'll be learning a few Spanish words that all have to do with nighttime and sleeping. Then we'll sing a familiar lullaby together in English, and then in Spanish. And later on, Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse will be joining us for a very cozy surprise.
And then, at the very end of tonight's episode, we're going to share a very, very special Mayan lullaby for you to help you feel calm as you drift off into a world of beautiful dreams. Before we begin, let's all take some deep breaths together. We'll breathe in nice and deep, hold it for 3 segundos, and then we'll breathe out. Are you all ready? Here we go. Breathe in. Uno, dos, tres. And breathe out. Uno, dos, tres. One more time, amigos. Let's breathe in. Uno, dos, tres. And breathe out. Uno, dos, tres. Muy bien, amigos.
I'm already feeling so peaceful. I hope you all are too, amigos. We'll start tonight's lesson by learning how to say the words good night, bed, pillow, blanket, sleep, and dream. Take us away, Vanessa.
Let's start off by learning how to say good night. To say good night, we say buenas noches. So repeat after me in your most gentle, peaceful voice. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Muy bien, amigos. Now you can say goodnight to your familia in español. Let's keep going, amigos. It's time to learn the Spanish word for bed, which is la cama. So repeat after me in a nice, gentle voice. La cama.
La cama.
La cama.
La cama.
Great work, amigos. La cama is the bed. Are you all laying down on la cama right now? If you are, I bet you're nice and cozy. And I also imagine that you have a few things on the bed with you, like a pillow and a blanket. How about we learn those two words together? To say the pillow, we say la almohada. And to say the blanket, we say la cobija. Pillow, almohada, and blanket, cobija. Will you repeat with me? Here I go. La almohada y la cobija.
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 Excelente, amigos. If you haven't already, let's get nice and cozy under our warm cobijas and lay our cabezas down on our almohadas, because it's time to learn the final two words in tonight's episode, the words sleep and dream. To say sleep in Spanish, we say dormir. And to say dream, we say sueño. Dormir is to sleep, and sueño is dream. So repeat after me in a nice and peaceful voice. Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Dormir y sueño.
Beautiful work, amigos. We learned so many words tonight, and in such a peaceful way.
Yeah, we should definitely do more episodes like this. Although it's getting a little difficult for me to stay awake.
Oh my goodness, amigos. Evan está durmiendo. Evan is sleeping already. Well, that's okay, actually, because now it's time to listen to some peaceful nighttime Spanish música together. Here we go.
Hey, amigos. I'm awake again so that I can help teach you all our special canción for tonight. I bet lots of you are going to know this special song.
Our song for tonight is one most of you probably heard ever since you were bebecitos, or little babies. Tonight we'll be singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, or in Spanish, Brilla Brilla Estrellita.
Those words are actually the first words in our song. You probably know how to sing them in English, so how about we sing them together in Espanol?
Buena idea, Evan. In Espanol we sing Brilla, brilla, estrellita. Can you try and sing along with us, amigos? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Brilla, brilla, estrellita.
Excelente, amigos. Now for the next part. In English, we sing, How I Wonder What You Are. How do we sing that in Spanish, Vanessa?
Great question, Evan. In Spanish, the words are Me pregunto qué serás. So when we sing them, it sounds like this.
Me pregunto qué serás.
Let's all sing them together, amigos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Me pregunto qué serás.
Excelente. Next in the song, we sing, up above the world so high. Those words in Spanish are, sobre el mundo tan arriba. And when we sing them, they sound like this.
Sobre el mundo tan arriba.
Let's all sing them together, amigos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Sobre el mundo tan arriba.
Muy bien. The next words we sing are, like a diamond in the sky. Vanessa, I know you translated these words a little bit differently. Can you explain to us what you did?
Oh yeah, thanks for the reminder, Ev. The way I translated the English into Spanish is a little tiny bit different. And I did it this way just to make sure the song flows well in Spanish, and also so that it's closer to rhyming the way it does in English. Instead of translating the words like a diamond in the sky, I actually translated the words shining, shining like a diamond. Those words sound like this.
Como un diamante brillas y brillas.
And when we sing them, they sound like this.
Como un diamante brillas y brillas.
Let's all sing them together, amigos.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Como un diamante brillas y brillas.
Muy bien, amigos. And then, after this part, we sing the first two lines again, just like in the English version.
Brilla, brilla, estrellita, me pregunto qué serás.
And now we know the whole song. You all are doing so wonderful.
Now that we learned all those beautiful and peaceful words, we get to sing them together. First, we'll start off with the English version, and then we'll do the Spanish version two times in a row.
Listo, amigos? Are you ready, friends? Here we go.
Muy bien, amigos.
Yeah, beautiful singing, friends. You all have such gentle, peaceful voices. Now that we've sung our special song together, that can only mean one thing.
It's time to find out what our special Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse surprise is. Here we go.
Well, I've got a couple friends, and don't you know, they like to rest a lot and take it nice and slow.
He's as sleepy as a sloth.
That's a cute pajama blouse.
Yes, it's Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse.
Hola, amigos.
Hi, everyone.
Ooh, I'm getting mighty sleepy. I was just thinking, Mr. Mouse, wouldn't it be nice to read our favorite bedtime story to all our sleepier Spanish amigos?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Do you think it's okay if we read it nice and slow, though?
Well, sure, Mr. Mouse. That sounds extra cozy. Amigos, any of y'all ever heard of a special story called Goodnight Moon? It's a very old story that my mama used to read to me. And guess what? There's even a tiny little mouse in it.
It's true. And actually, the mouse in the story is my great abuelo. His name is King Fungus the Seventh, and he was actually the king of a very well-respected dumpster in Scotland.
Wow, Mr. Mouse. I could listen to your stories till the cows come home. But we better get to reading before we get too sleepy. My eyelids are getting mighty heavy. Hey, I have an idea. How about I read each page in English, and you read the same words in Spanish?
Great idea, Mrs. Elfin. And amigos, you're all welcome to close tus ojos, or your eyes, for this story. Sometimes when I close my ojos when I hear a story, I can create really beautiful pictures of the story in my mind.
Well, that's a great idea, Mr. Mouse. Okay, amigos, this is Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown.
Okay, amigos, este cuento se llama Buenas Noches, Luna, escrito por Margaret Wise Brown.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of...
En el gran cuarto verde, había un teléfono y un globo rojo y una cuadro de...
The cow jumping over the moon.
La vaca saltando sobre la luna.
And there were three little bears sitting on chairs.
Y había tres ositos sentado en sus sillas.
And two little kittens in a pair of mittens.
Y dos gatitas y un par de mitones.
And a little toy house and a young mouse.
Y una casita y un ratoncito.
And a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush.
Y un peine, y un cepillo, y un tazón de avena.
And a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush.
Y una viejecita calladita, susurrando, hush.
Good night, room.
Buenas noches, cuarto.
Good night, moon.
Buenas noches, luna.
Good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Buenas noches, vaca saltando sobre la luna.
Good night, light in the red balloon.
Buenas noches, lamparita y el globo rojo.
Good night, bears. Good night, chairs.
Buenas noches, ositos. Buenas noches, sillas.
Good night, kittens, and good night, mittens.
Buenas noches, gatitas, y buenas noches, mitones.
good night, clocks, and good night, socks.
Buenas noches, relojes, y buenas noches, calcetines.
Good night, little house, and good night, Mr. Mouse.
Buenas noches, casita, y buenas noches, ratoncito.
Good night, comb, and good night, brush.
Buenas noches, peine, y buenas noches, cepillo.
Good night, nobody, and good night, mush.
Buenas noches, nadie, y buenas noches, avena.
And good night to the old lady whispering, hush.
Y buenas noches a la viejecita susurrando.
Good night, stars. Good night, air.
Buenas noches, estrellas. Buenas noches, aire.
Good night, noises everywhere.
Buenas noches, sonidos por todos lados.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story, Mr. Mouse. I'm so sleepy. Would you like to come snuggle up in my trunk?
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Buenas noches, Mrs. Elephant.
Buenas noches, Mr. Mouse. Y buenas noches, amigos.
Oh, that was really special. I'm so glad Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse chose that story. That was one of my favorites when I was a little niña. And now we read it to our little Milo almost every night. Such a cozy story.
Yeah, it really is. And I love the way Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse read it in both English and in Espanol. I bet a lot of our amigos listening know that story, too. There's such magic in children's books. They're one of my favorite things in the world.
Me too, they really are magical. Well, amigos, now that we've spent lots of time relaxing and singing and hearing a great story, it's time for us to say adios. But since this is a Sleep Your Spanish episode, we want to say goodbye in a really special way.
We're going to sing a very simple and peaceful goodnight version of our goodbye song. And when we're done, the music will gently morph into a beautiful Mayan lullaby called Tutu Tezcatl.
This lullaby is very, very old and is in an ancient Mayan language. We hope it soothes you and makes you feel extra cozy, so that you have beautiful sueños. Time to sing our goodnight song. We hope you all will have peaceful, beautiful dreams.
Buenas noches, mis buen amigos.
Good night, my good friends.
Hasta mañana.
Amigos. Good night, friends.
Que te duermen con los angelitos.